Miss Madeline, Madeline Kotaska, 32497. This is 4-6-2022. Chief complaint, cough, number 2, congestion. Next one is arm pain. Next one is leg pain. Next one is abdominal pain. Next one is severe muscle spasm, especially in both legs and the calves. Next one is dizziness. Next one is I'm tachycardic. Next one is abdominal pain. Next one is I feel like my neck is swelling up. Our patient is daycare worker, 25 years old, married, comes in today with above mentioned symptoms for the past 3 days. Patient did have COVID-19 October of last year and has not been immunized. Medical problems none, surgical problem none, social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she's married, has 4 children, last period 4 days ago. Allergies, amoxil, C-chlor, immunization, never been immunized against COVID, but she did have the infection in October. Family history, non-contributory, she weighs 159 pounds, no significant change, 100%, 98, 16, 99, 119 over 71, heart positive, home positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows, JVD, skin shows, no rash, there's a tenderness over the calf bilaterally, there's no redness, there's no heat, no radical non-focal, there's lymphadenopathy in the neck region. Assessment, her COVID test is positive. Number 2, chest x-ray negative for pneumonia. Number 3, she does have lymphadenopathy in her neck. Number 4, abdominal pain and nausea related to COVID. The gallbladder appears normal. Number 5, tachycardia related to patient's COVID, positive COVID-19. No sign of valvular abnormalities noted on the echocardiogram. Next, number dizziness is also related to her current infection. I see no evidence of early calcification. Next number is arm and leg pain as above, evaluated via ultrasound. As I mentioned, next number's patient was treated with lincomycin, 600 milligram, Decadron 8 milligram, Z-Pack, Medrol, Dospac, and Bromfit DM at home. Next number is calling 24 hours. Next number, patient was given ample instruction regarding use of vitamin D, use of aspirin for the next 7 days, and to get in touch with us if you become short of breath or develops chest pain. Thank you.